So, welcome everyone. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Peakview Infrastructure Financing District this Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, at 12:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Cal in South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call for purposes of our audio recording today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
My name is Alyssa Clayton. I'm District Counsel Paralegal.
My name's Dave Lilloli. I believe I am the chair, district chair.
Yes, sir.
I'm Jason Adam, and I think I'm the treasurer.
You are.
What's Jeremy?
What am I?
Vice.
Jeremy's the secretary.
The secretary.
I'm the secretary.
No, Sam, Jeremy Chair, I'm the secretary.
I'm Jeremy Chair, and I'm the secretary.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
And David Hutchison with CLA also.
Hey, thank you. So we're just going to follow our agenda today. Everybody received a copy of that. And we should be able to work down through the issues or items pretty quickly. The first one is our preliminary action items, renewal of the trustees, conflict of interest disclosure forms, and ethical behavior pledges. So just a reminder, it is necessary to renew the trustees conflict of interest disclosures and the ethical behavior pledge on an annual basis. And so we're going to send those out to you. Alyssa will send those out to you. If you guys could try to get those filled out and returned back within the next few weeks, that would be helpful. So we can maintain those with the records of the district and keep the district in compliance with Utah statutes. If anyone has questions of filling those out, we can also send you, you know, copies of what you filled out last year, if that would be helpful to you. Any questions?
No, it would be helpful to send those copies from last year if you can.
Yes, we will. So let's move on to our consent items. First one, oh, did somebody say something?
Nope.
Okay. So the first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on December 9th, 2024. This set of minutes were included in the board's packet. Just open it up to see if the board members have any questions on those minutes.
Nope.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the December 9th, 2024 board meeting?
I'll motion to adopt the minutes of the December 9th, 2024 board meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion made by Dave Lilloli with a second by Jason Adams. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second consent item. As required by the position and reimbursement agreement, it is necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. I don't believe there really have been any, but as a just to make sure we're in compliance with that agreement, we're going to do, even though there aren't any, we're going to do a motion anyway. So do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting on December 9th, 2024?
A motion to approve the payments
you
and
can
acquisition.
Just say, yeah, Dave, you can just say a motion to approve as so stated.
Oh, I motion to approve as so stated.
That's easier to remember.
That's great.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So motion made by Dave Lilloli, second by Jason Adam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our action items. Our first one is to consider accepting the Q4 financial statements for calendar year 2024. The board did receive in its packet the Q4 financial statements. We've got both Shelby and David here from CLA, our district accounting firm, to go over the Q4 financials and answer any questions from the board. So I'll turn it over to Shelby and Dwayne. Or
I'll take it. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good. Thanks, Tom. So starting off for the December 31st, 2024 financial statements for Peakview Plaza Infrastructure Financing District in the balance sheet. In the general fund, we had a developer advance receivable, $8,016 to cover accounts payable of the same amount. In the debt service fund, we had capitalized interest fund balance of $133,800. And in the capital projects fund, the loan payment fund 2024 series is $1,668,244. And we had also in the capital projects fund accounts payable of $7,831. In the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we had expenses consisting of legal expenses, $8,016, and that was the developer advance to cover that also there. In the debt service fund, expenditures, bond interest payment of $16,353, and we had transfers for other financing sources from other funds of $150,153, and that gave us an ending fund balance of $133,800. In the capital projects fund, we had expenditures consisting of bond issue costs, $175,050, engineering, $7,831, and capital outlay of $1,006,553. Other financing sources, we had transfers to other funds to the debt service fund that we just mentioned, $150,153, and bond proceeds from the series 2024 bonds of $3 million, and that gave us an ending fund balance of $1,660,413. With that, let me open it up to any questions you guys might have or would like to look at in more depth.
All nothing? Good.
Okay. Turn it back to you then, Tom.
Okay, thanks, David. Since the board has no further questions, do we have a motion accepting the Q4 financial statements for the district?
I motion to accept as so stated.
Second.
Yes. So we have a motion by Dave Lilloli with a second by Jason Adam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our second action item. Consider accepting the Q1 financial statements for calendar year 2025. I'm going to turn the time right back over to David to go over this with the board.
All right, thanks, Tom. And okay, again, for financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, for the Peakview Plaza Infrastructure Financing District and starting in the balance sheet, we have in the general fund accounts payable of $3,908. We have in the debt service fund, $133,800 in the capitalized interest fund. And in the capital projects fund, we have loan payment fund of $194,303 and the operating fund of $473,941. And then we also have accounts payable in the capital projects fund of $8,575. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have expenditures consisting of accounting $1,917 and legal of $1,991. That gives us an ending fund balance of negative $3,908, which would be covered by the developer advance in the future. In the debt service fund, we have not had any activity so far to date, giving us an ending fund balance of $133,800. And in the capital projects fund, we had engineering costs of $744, capital outlay of $1,473,941. We had a developer advance of that same amount and repay developer advance of $1 million. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $659,669. With that, let me open it back up for any questions or anything you'd like to look at more in depth.
No questions here.
Okay, I'll turn it back to you again then, Tom.
Thanks, David. Okay, then I think we can entertain a motion accepting the Q1 financial statements for the district.
Motion to accept as so stated.
Second.
Second. So motion by Dave Lilloli, second by Jason Adam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our third action item. Utah law requires, and this is approval for 2024 auditing services and authorizing the chair to sign it. Utah law requires public infrastructure districts. I think that's what we've got here. To conduct annual audits by independent third party auditors. CLA as district accountant will coordinate with the auditor, make sure this audit is done and correctly, and then file the required reports with the state of Utah. So today's action is simply to authorize CLA to kind of go out and get some proposals from auditors. Unless David, I made the mistake of missing this.
We sent in a couple proposals, and we have two different firms that we've been working with to do these audits. One is Hinton Burdick, based out of St. George here in Utah, and the other one is Haney and Company. They have offices here in Utah, but I think the team we work with is a Colorado-based team. If I remember right, the quote for Haney was 8,500 and Hinton Burdick was 9,000, but let me open that up and double check real quick. Both firms are good to work with, great high quality work, and have been great for us anyway.
And these are just audits for the financial records?
Correct. So yeah, especially after issuing bonds, it's required by the state to issue those financial statements and be audited by an audit firm to give that assurance over the final financial statements that are being prepared. So
is this a yearly expense?
Correct.
Okay.
So Alyssa, you'll have to check, but I think those proposals are in your board packet. You can either select one of them right now, or you can ratify whoever you select in the future. We've had districts that have approved either one of these auditing firms, and they'll do a good job for you.
Let's just select one right now.
Okay.
I don't really care, Dave. Do you care on which one?
No, I think we should go with the cheaper of the two.
I'll go with that.
You go with that?
Yeah.
And who is that? Who is the lower bid, David?
I believe it's Haney and Company. I'm just pulling up the actual fees that they quoted again, just to confirm. Sorry, that was on page 6, I believe.
No. Yeah, David, I do have it pulled up. It's 8,500 for Haney, which was the low bid.
Okay. Thanks, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Haney then.
Okay, so let's do this then. Let's have a motion authorizing the district to enter into the proposed engagement letter with Haney and Company for auditing services for 2024, and authorize the district chair to sign.
I'll motion to approve as so stated.
I'll second.
So the motion is made by Dave Lilloli with a second by Jason Adams. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to our final action item, which is consider approval, or in this case, ratification of operations, maintenance and management agreement between the district and Peak View Plaza owners Incorporated. As you will recall, At the closing, the district did have to enter into this operations and maintenance agreement with the developer related to the public easements that were granted upon which district has public infrastructure. So you guys have already signed, the board already signed that. This is just a cleanup matter to make sure there's a ratification in the records of the district for the board to assign that agreement, approved it and signed it. So are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to ratify the operations, maintenance, and maintenance agreement between the district and PU Plaza owners and authorizing the district chair to sign?
A motion to approve as so stated.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Dave LaLilly, the second by Jason Adam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Great. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. Here, basically, we just have a reminder to get your annual board training on the Open Meetings Act done and send Alyssa your certificate of completion.
Annual? Didn't we do this? Or is this annual?
This is annual.
Okay.
So you got to do it again. And it the reference to the link to the website is in your notice and agenda. If you want Alyssa to resend that to you, we're happy to do that as well, whichever is more convenient for the board. But again, we would ask that you get that done within a couple weeks as well, so the district is current in compliance.
Yep, we'll get right on it.
And, you know, I just noticed that it looks like I have a bullseye on my head. It's kind of unsettling, but I don't have anything else on the administrative non-action items, unless the board has anything they'd like to raise with the district.
Tom, I wanted to touch base on number two really quickly, if we can.
Sure.
So board, and I had emailed Dave and Jason, I think a few weeks ago, just kind of where we are with the reimbursements to the developer through that cost certification process and just remaining bond proceeds that are still on hand. So as David kind of showed through the financial presentation, there's about $670,000, I believe, remaining in the bond proceeds that can be reimbursed out to the developer. Of that, about $473,000 represents amounts that have been certified and so are eligible to be repaid. And then the remaining $170,000 or so, you know, are amounts that would still need to be certified before repaid. So I just wanted to touch base on that. Under the agreements, there is interest that accrues on the costs that are certified but not unpaid. So for that $473,000, you know, my recommendation as district accountant would be to get those amounts paid out to the developer so that there's not additional interest that's accrued on those.
Which we did. We got that paid out.
You did? Perfect. Yep. Thank you, Dave.
We need to get the remaining 170 certified.
Yes.
Yep. And that's through the engineer firm that we used to certify it originally.
Yep, you've got it.
All right, perfect.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that update.
Yep.
Thanks, Shelby. Any other non-action items that should be raised with the board? Okay, since we don't have any, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do we have a second?
No, I want this to keep going.
Oh man, there's always one in the crowd.
I second that motion.
All right, so the motion is made by Dave LaLilly, second by Jason Adam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously, and we stand adjourned.